Does Hayden really only have 8 toes? Did Millie once have a pet camel?
Let them tell you a story. You get to ask a couple of questions,
then decide.
It's time for The Morning Crew's
Would I Lie to You?
We tell you a story, you've got to tell if it's true, or decipher if it's true or a big fib or not. Who's going to try and work it out today, Mel?
Justin from Bell Post Hill thinks he's Sherlock Holmes, I reckon. He's itching to do it. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, how are you guys?
We're really terrific, thank you. All right, Hades is going to recap the story for you, and then you get your two questions. Here we go.
So the story is today, back in mid-80s, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome was being filmed in Coober Pedy. I was living in a tiny little parks called Town near the... town called Parks near the Dish. It was easier to get some school kids to go out in a little desert area for George Miller, who was living in Sydney, instead of going all the way back to South Australia. And they dressed us up as the feral kids from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and I'm in the final couple of scenes of the movie.
Running down a sand dune. Mm. Justin, here is your chance to uncover a Fibonacci. Or is he telling the truth? Have you got a couple of questions for Hades? Go for it.
I do. Number one, did you get to meet Mad Max and Mel Gibson?
Mel, no, but Tina Turner, yes.
What?
Yeah, so she was in the final scenes as, you know, they get rid of Tina Turner. She was beyond Thunderdome and they pushed her out of the thing. And, yeah, so we kind of ran around her.
We
ran around her like little feral kids.
Don't look her in the eye. Yeah. And, Justin, so that's your first question to determine if Hades is telling the truth or not. What's your second question?
Well, I was going to go with why didn't you get paid, but I'm going to change it.
Yeah.
Was that filming in the Blue Mountains that you're talking about?
No. The Blue Mountains is up and to the right. We're off and to the left.
Where was it that you filmed?
So Trundle. So it's off sort of west of Parks, and it's a little desert area, and there's not much there. Like, there's shrubby sort of things, but there's a little tiny patch of sand that looks like a sand dune, like Coober Pedy.
Yeah.
But it was easier for George to get to there instead of going all the way to South Australia.
So the movie had stopped filming. They needed to do some post-production, and they didn't want to go that far.
That's
what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you didn't get paid. I'm going to ask, why didn't you get paid?
Well, extra jobs. So many. I've been an extra in different movies and things before.
Yeah, but extras get paid. No. Is it if you don't speak, you don't get anything?
No, extras. Hey, well, that's my alarm going off. A lot of the times extras don't get paid.
Okay, Justin, there you have it. Young H. Miller, age 5, painted, frizzy hair, running wild with his feral friends in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Is Hayden lying or telling the truth?
Well, I don't reckon Tina Turner was there.
So what
because
are you...
the scene that he's talking about at the end, Tina Turner was not there with the kids.
Well, what do you reckon?
I don't reckon you're telling the truth. I reckon...
He's lying, do you reckon?
I'm lying.
Yeah, I reckon.
Lying through my teeth. I've never seen the movie. I've seen the first two Mad Max. I love them. I've never seen Beyond Thunderdome.
Justin, you sound like you have seen the movie, mate.
I love Mad Max. I actually know the Knight Rider from part one.
Really?
The Knight Rider.
Oh, my God. Well done, buddy.
You're a good Sherlock Holmes. All thanks to Tate's Toy World. Get into Tate's Toy World for all your show bags this year. Limited time only. You picked up 2 mystery bags. Thanks for playing, Justin.
Thank you very much. I'll give a quick shout-out to me mate, Shane the Garbo. He's right in front of me.
Is he?
Well done, Shane the Garbo.
Good on you, mate. Shane. Well done. And look, I know that Justin was telling me he's got a couple of kids really upset that the show's not on, so they will love those show bags. Thank you to Shannon and the team at Tate's Toy World.